now in session.
The Honorable Penny S. Tamati presiding.
Please be seated. Come to order.
All right, good morning. All right, are there any preliminary matters before the jury comes in? If you could put your microphone on or go to the... Oh, you want to approach with it? Okay, that's fine. All right. Anything else preliminary?
No, thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, we're good? We're ready for the jury? All right, let's bring the jury out. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. So Dr. Kipper is going to be...
Oh, yes, Dr. Kipper is the last hour.
We had some agreement. We've had agreements on exhibits for both him and Lloyd. And
okay.
I know if you wanted us to tell them to you now, because then they're going to be played. If we're agreeing that the ones we have agreements on
okay.
can be shown.
You want to wait for the jury, and then you can enter those into evidence. Is that okay? You enter those exhibits into evidence when the jury comes out?
No.
Does that sound all right?
No, it's fine for me.
That works? Okay, that works. Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Mr. Nadelhoff, did you have, ladies and gentlemen, you might remember we're in the middle of Dr. Kipper's testimony per deposition, but I think there's some exhibits that need to be moved in.
Thank you, Your Honor. The parties discussed over the weekend, and we have agreement as to plaintiff's exhibits 41, 42, 47, 48 and 49 of plaintiff's exhibits. I do believe that there are some slight redactions that I think they have copies of that they can provide to you. And then we also have defendants 1063, which is redacted, and I could provide you a copy, and they also have the redactions.
Okay.
Same for defendants 283, defendants 405, defendants 455, defendants 304, defendants 307, and in addition, 395 and 414 would come in without any redactions, but I can provide you copies of the ones that we...
All right, and have you already done the redactions, or are you still working on redactions?
Your Honor, we have agreed on the redactions except for one document, which we will address.
Okay, and now 42 I already have in evidence. I was just waiting for redactions for that one, so we're still waiting for redactions for that one, correct? Or do you have that for me?
So 42 is, I believe, defendants. 42?
Defendants 42.
Oh, I think we agreed for that one that there would be no redactions.
Plaintiffs 42?
Sorry, plaintiffs 42. We agreed after discussion that there would be no redactions.
Okay, gotcha.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so all those are entered into evidence, is that correct, with the redactions that you've agreed upon?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, so there's no objection?
And there's no objection.
Okay.
If I may, did you address ours?
I think I addressed yours. Okay.
All right.
And we can provide you, so they have the electronic copies, which are going to be shown while the deposition is being played, and we can provide you copies. I can provide you copies now of the redacted ones.
Right. If they're redacted ones, I need copies. If they're not redacted, I have them.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Honor.
Thank you. All right, I think we're ready. Thank you.
If I may, just before we begin, Your Honor.
Okay.
Just as an explanation for the jury, what you have seen from Dr. Kipper up until this point has been Ms. Hurd's counsel examining him. At some point, it'll switch over and it'll be Mr. Depp's counsel examining him.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Depp informing you that he was upset with Dr. Cowan.
Yes, I remember clearly that he was upset with Dr. Cowan at a certain point.
You know, do you recall this text message from Mr. Depp that I just read to you?
Yes, in reading it, I do.
Okay. And then Mr. Depp wrote to you again on July 5th, 2015, and said, "You're a great man and a great friend. As much as I would love to see you, .. be a waste of your time, .. I've just got quite a lot going on with business stuff, my Keith film, and some Amber issues, .. By the way, I'll try not to be too subtle about this, .. Cowan should be stripped of his license to practice his supposed profession, .. And then he should be stripped and spray painted whilst handcuffed to a stop sign. 3 exclamation points. He is at best a fraudulent, irresponsible turd of monumental proportions. 3 exclamation points. I love you, Johnny." You recall this text message from Mr. Depp?
Again, I do upon reading this. I don't remember all the specific messages I got from him, but I certainly remember the gestalt of his feelings.
Okay. And do you continue to work with Dr. Cowan? Do you continue to refer patients to Dr. Cowan? Let me ask it differently.
Yes. I have great respect for Dr. Cowan.
And Mr. Depp sent you another text message on July 24th, 2015 that says, "Hey, dear pal, Amber is happy with Cowan, .. I just don't know what truth he gets, and I don't know what his manners and strengths are, .. I think she listens to him because when we argue, she slathers me up in those condescending psychiatric trophy lines like, .. Your fear is so visible, .. What are you scared of? .. 3 exclamation points. Why are you letting your fear and your ego control your life, etc. .. Hippie shit, .. Makes me want to rampage against anyone, all capitals, wearing Birkenstocks, 3 exclamation points. Love you large, Jay." I assume you recall this text message as well.
No, but I recall when I'm looking at it, yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to go to another text message. On August 3rd, 2015, Mr. Depp texts you, "You can flog me soon for waiting until now for having not to properly given my kind apparatus the appropriate and adequate general cock love. I've tried and mostly failed, Many, many unpleasant things happening with my business world going on that are attempting to give me the funny pain face that could render me no more and send me headfirst straight into the bowl of minestrone or worse, a green curry, So most necessary PRNs are all headache meds, Xanax, Adderall, and whatever this magical ointment for that traitorous redness in the much valued and region of significance, Thanks and love, XJD. Do you recall this text message?
No, but I'm once again reminded by looking at it.
You recall not being paid for 3 months?
I recall not being paid. I don't remember how long, and it always turned back around. But specifically that issue, no, I can't give you specifics.
So there was a period of time where Mr. Depp was not paying you for your services, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so as of February 10th, 2016, you were very concerned about Mr. Depp's health, correct?
In the document, I'm also serving as his internist, managing some medical issues. And that's the nature of these concerns.
You weren't concerned at all about Mr. Depp's continuing with his treatment plan for drug and alcohol use?
You can't separate those two issues. They're not two distinct issues. But in order for me to assess how he was doing in general with his general health, these metrics that I identify in the second paragraph were things that I needed to have follow-up on. And I wasn't getting that follow-up, and I needed to know that we were on the right course medically.
And you recall being concerned about Mr. Depp in June 2018?
Yes.
What, if any, concerns did you have about Mr. Depp taking drugs or alcohol that were not part of the protocol?
I was concerned that that could be potentially an issue.
Dr. Kipper, Kipper 28,
at this point, there's an exhibit of which the parties are still in dispute. I believe it's okay to continue playing at this point, and we can resolve it
all right
after the fact.
Is that
we can resolve it after the deposition.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Thank you.
Our invoices that you produced from February 6, 2015 to February 1st, 2021. You recall producing these documents?
No.
No.
Those would have come from my accountant's office.
Okay. Are you still working for Mr. Depp?
Yes.
Okay. And so at the bottom here, there's a lot that just say case management fee. Do you know what that refers to as opposed to nursing services and doctor services?
That's a retainer fee that I have with him on a monthly basis.
Now, Dr. Kipper, we received invoices for you from Mr. Depp from Fireman's Insurance Fund for 2014. Does this look like an invoice from your office to Mr. Depp?
Yeah.
Dr. Kipper, you've already testified that these are invoices to Mr. Depp, correct?
I've testified that these are invoices. This is something generated from my accountant. Yes.
Have you spoken to Mr. Depp's legal counsel since the beginning of this year?
Yes.
Who have you spoken to?
I've spoken to Camille on two occasions.
Anybody else?
No.
What did you speak to Camille about?
About the deposition.
Mr. Kipper, Dr. Kipper, I think you're incorrect. I think also Ms. Myers was in one of those telephone conversations.
Well, that's right.
And other than the scheduling of the deposition, did they talk about the issues that you were going to be asked about?
Yes, of course.
Okay. How long were the conversations?
45 minutes each.
Were they over phone or by Zoom or in person?
The first conversation was in person, and the second was by Zoom.
And you thought there were about two 45-minute calls?
About that.
Are you paying for your counsel in this case?
Yes, I am.
First of all, Dr. Kipper, do you remember seeing this document earlier?
Yes, I do.
And you recognize it as your initial consultation notes with Mr. Depp?
Yes.
I'd like to direct your attention to the third page. Excuse me. Okay. You see here where it says impressions.
Yes.
Now, could you describe what the items listed under this heading are?
So the first one, primary dopamine imbalance. This in general terms, I don't know. Primary dopamine imbalance, ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, bipolar 1, depression secondary to above, insomnia, chronic substance abuse disorder, chronic reflux.
With respect to these items, are these an official diagnosis of Mr. Depp?
These are my impressions, yes.
When you say impression, is that considered would you consider that a diagnosis?
Yes, Ms. Myers, that's my diagnostic impression.
I'd like to pull up what's already been marked as Kipper Exhibit 4, please. Dr. Kipper, I believe we've already established, but could you confirm that you recognize this document?
Yes.
And these are also notes of a consultation you had with Mr. Depp?
Correct.
And it appears from these notes that Ms. Debbie Lloyd was at the meeting, correct?
Yes.
And she's a registered nurse?
Yes.
And did Mr. Depp's treatment plan contemplate Ms. Lloyd remaining with Mr. Depp during his therapy?
Yes.
And was it contemplated that Ms. Lloyd would personally distribute his medications to him?
Yes.
Did Ms. Lloyd personally dispense medications to Mr. Depp?
Yes, she did.
And how regular was Ms. Lloyd's contact with Mr. Depp?
She had contact with him daily, either physically or by phone.
How often would you estimate that she was physically in contact with him?
I would say 80%, 90% of the time, somewhere in there.
And Mr. Depp agreed to this supervision by Ms. Lloyd?
Yes.
Alex, could we please pull up what's been marked as Kipper Exhibit 6? Dr. Kipper, could you please confirm that these are your notes from a consultation you had with Mr. Depp in Boston in June of 2014?
Yes, this is a summary from June 22nd to June 24th of that concept, of that time with him.
And if we scroll down, I guess I have the notes reflect here that you met with Ms. Hurd at that time, correct?
Yes.
Ms. Hurd tell you that she was concerned about Mr. Depp being violent with her at this consultation?
No.
If she had told you that, is that something you would have documented in these notes?
Yes.
Your note here states that Amber has a strong family history of drug and alcohol abuse and is particularly sensitive to his behaviors for, and potential for abuse. The phrase potential for abuse, is that referring to substance abuse?
Yes.
It's not referring to physical abuse?
No.
And what do you mean when you state that Ms. Hurd is particularly sensitive to Mr. Depp's behaviors?
Having grown up in that environment, she's used to seeing the trauma that it inflicts and is not only able to recognize it, but also it affects her. She has the ability to understand what that looks like.
And was this your observation of her or something she told you?
This is something she told me.
Alex, could you please pull up what's been marked as Kipper Exhibit 5, please? Dr. Kipper, you recognize these as, I believe you testified, a combination of your own patient notes and Ms. Lloyd's patient notes for Mr. Depp, correct?
Yes.
And you, and I believe you testified you compiled them together, is that right?
Yes.
Did you, for the notes that were taken by Ms. Lloyd, did you specifically request that she maintain these notes?
Yes, that's part of her responsibility.
And did you advise her on what types of information she should include in those notes?
No.
Is there anything in particular that you asked her to include in the notes?
No, she was trained in this and she knew what the important metrics were in notation. Mm-hmm.
And I believe you testified that you have reviewed these notes in their entirety before, correct?
Yes.
How many times would you say you've reviewed these notes?
I reviewed them at the time they were written, and I reviewed them probably a couple of weeks ago, so twice.
I'm going to turn to the last page now, and do you see this note marked June 30th?
Yes.
And so do you understand that to be June 30th, 2015?
Yes.
Did Ms. Lloyd stop attending to Mr. Depp around this time?
I'm going to refer to my timetable just because I'll have a better sense. Of where the treatment was.
All right, I'd like to talk to you briefly about the detox process on Mr. Depp's island in August 2014. I believe you said that you traveled down to attend to Mr. Depp during this time, correct?
Yes.
And when you arrived on the island, who was present?
Mr. Depp, Ms. Hurd, Ms. Lloyd, and assistants for Mr. Depp. And I can't recall which assistants.
Do you recall how many?
No. There were people that I think lived or serviced that island when he was there. There were probably four of those people. And I'm not sure if he had one or two of his own assistants.
Dr. Kipper, when you arrived on the island in August 2014, did you see where Mr. Depp was staying during that time?
Yes.
And what did these accommodations look like?
He had a little home structure. It was a small structure, a bedroom and a kitchen and a sitting area.
And was Ms. Hurd staying there with him?
Yes.
And relative to where Mr. Depp was staying, where was Ms. Lloyd staying?
She was staying on another part of the island in a structure called a yurt, which is like a tent.
How far away, how long would it take Ms. Lloyd to get to where Mr. Depp was staying?
5 minutes.
Would that be walking?
No, that would be on a motorized vehicle.
And relative to where Mr. Depp was staying, where did you stay when you were on the island?
Stayed on the other side of that yurt.
Okay. Also in a yurt?
Yes.
Had Mr. Depp's detoxification process already started when you arrived on the island?
Yes.
And had Ms. Lloyd been overseeing that process?
Yes.
Did she report any issues to you upon your arrival?
She certainly updated. I was updated. He started on the 10th. I arrived on the 12th. So I was in full communication with her from the beginning.
After you arrived on the island, did you personally oversee Mr. Depp's detoxification process?
Yes.
And how often would you check in on him?
Several times a day.
And was this physically going to see him?
No, this would be seeing him physically once a day and then checking on his progress throughout the day.
So during the detoxification process, you did see Mr. Depp at least once a day?
Yes.
And was Ms. Lloyd checking on Mr. Depp daily?
Yes.
And she was seeing him in person daily as well?
Yes.
You went and saw Mr. Depp after receiving that message, correct?
Yes.
And did Ms. Lloyd go with you?
Yes.
And where did you see Mr. Depp after receiving that message?
I believe I saw him outside of his little home. It was either in the, across from this little home was like a little cantina where one would eat. And it was, I think, around the cantina.
And what was his physical condition at that time?
He was frustrated. He was uncomfortable.
How was his demeanor?
One of being frustrated and uncomfortable.
And was Ms. Hurd with him at that time?
When I saw Mr. Depp at that point, no, she was not.
And at this time, this was in the middle of his detoxification process, correct?
Yes.
Did you see Ms. Hurd that evening?
I can't remember.
Do you recall Ms. Hurd seeking medical treatment from you for any physical physical injuries while you were on the island in August 2014? If Ms. Hurd had sought treatment from you for injuries, is that something you would have documented?
Yes, I would have.
Is that something you would have remembered her telling you?
Yes.
Did you see Ms. Hurd after this evening of August 17th?
On that particular evening, that I can't remember. But I did see Ms. Hurd pretty much daily during the time, my time on the island.
So did you see her at some point, perhaps, did you see her the next day?
Yes.
And did you observe any injuries to Ms. Hurd at that time?
No.
She didn't have any bruises that you observed?
No.
After you met with Mr. Depp that evening of August 17th, did you go back to his accommodations at some point?
No. No, I think we resolved the issues where we were outside of his little hut, his home.
So you didn't go and attend to him again in his home after that time?
No.
Alex, could you please pull up what's been marked as Kipper Exhibit 8? Thank you. Dr. Kippa, I think do you remember this email from earlier in your deposition?
Yes, I do.
And I believe you testified that you recall sending this email to Ms. Dombrowski on August 18th, 2014, correct?
Yes.
At the time you wrote this email, how long had you known Mr. Depp?
Approximately 4 months.
And in those 4 months, how much time had you spent with Mr. Depp in person?
I couldn't give you a cumulative number of hours, but I would estimate that, including up until August 18, I would guesstimate 20 hours.
Is it fair to say that when you wrote this email, most of the time you had known Mr. Depp or spent with Mr. Depp was while he was in detox?
Yes.
During the time that you were with Mr. Depp on the island for his detox process, did you ever witness him physically abuse Ms. Hurd?
No, never.
Did you ever see any physical evidence that Mr. Depp had abused Ms. Hurd?
No. Same answer, never.
And during your time on the island, did you witness Ms. Hurd abuse Mr. Depp in any way?
No.
Do you recall when Ms. Hurd first became your patient?
No, I couldn't give you a definitive date.
It would have been before October 2014, though, correct?
Yes.
And it would have been after Mr. Depp's detox on the island in August 2014, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. When you started treating Ms. Hurd, did you assign a nurse to her? When you started treating Ms. Hurd, was there a nurse that you assigned to her?
I can't recall whether Ms. Myers, it was when I started to treat her. At some point, I did assign a nurse to her, but I can't tell you which came first. I believe I was treating her before I had recommended a nurse for her.
So your recollection is that you started treating her and after that a nurse was assigned?
That's my memory, yes.
Do you have a sense of how close in time to you beginning your treatment the nurse was assigned to Ms. Hurd?
It couldn't have been too long, but I honestly can't give you a specific reference of time.
Do you remember that nurse's name?
Erin Borum.
And is Ms. Borum a registered nurse?
Yes.
And I believe you covered this earlier. Ms. Borum is a contractor for you?
Yes.
But she reports to you with respect to your patients that she covers?
Correct.
During the time that Ms. Hurd was your patient and she had a nurse, Ms. Borum was assigned to her, how regular was Ms. Borum checking in with Ms. Hurd?
Very regular. Very regular. Saw her, yes.
Would she have seen her on a daily basis?
I don't believe it was a daily basis, but she, I know, had daily contact with her in some way.
Would Ms. Borum have seen Ms. Hurd in person on at least a weekly basis?
Yes.
Were there times that Ms. Borum traveled with Ms. Hurd?
Yes.
And as a registered nurse, does Ms. Borum have an obligation to report any suspected abuse of her patient to you? Alex, could you please pull up document H? Alex, is this Kipper Exhibit 34? Yes. Okay. Dr. Kipper, do you recognize this document?
Yes.
And what is it?
It's an initial intake of that care.
I'm going to scroll down a bit and just show you that there are future entries on this document as well. Do you see these?
I do. I'm assuming, I don't want to make an assumption, but I would believe these notes are from Erin Borum. But if you'll give me a second to look at this, I can be more specific.
Certainly. Let me know if you'd like me to scroll through the document a bit more. I can do that for you.
Yes, these are notes from Erin Borum.
Does this document reflect any of your own notes on Ms. Hurd?
This reflects my treatment recommendations.
But these are Ms. Borum's notes?
Yes.
Did you ask Ms. Borum to maintain these notes?
Yes.
And for what purpose?
Because she was monitoring a patient and I needed to be informed of how the patient was doing and for any adjustments of treatment.
Did you tell Ms. Bohr what type of information should be documented in the notes?
No.
And would there be anything that you expressly asked her not to document?
No.
Do you understand that Ms. Borum used her training and judgment in preparing these notes?
Yes, I do.
You weren't telling her what to include in these notes. She was drafting them on her own. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Have you reviewed these notes before?
I have reviewed these notes.
Have you reviewed them in their entirety?
Yes, but not recently.
And how often would you review Ms. Borum's notes on Ms. Hurd?
I review my nurse's notes as they come in, so that would be on a real-time basis.
And going back to the first page, do you see this entry is dated August 27th, 2014?
Yes.
Does this refresh your recollection as to when Ms. Borum would have been assigned to Ms. Hurd?
Yes.
And does this at all refresh your recollection as to when you started treating Ms. Hurd?
Yes, this would be about the time.
During the time that you treated Ms. Hurd, did she ever seek treatment from you for injuries that appeared to be the result of domestic abuse?
No, she did not.
Did she ever seek treatment from you for any injuries that she told you were caused by Mr. Depp?
No, she did not.
And did Ms. Hurd ever tell you that Mr. Depp abused her?
No, she did not.
And you never witnessed any physical abuse by Mr. Depp against Ms. Hurd during the time that you treated both of them?
No, never.
If Ms. Borum observed that Ms. Hurd had any physical injuries, is this something that would have been documented in her patient notes for Ms. Hurd?
Yes, absolutely.
In March 2015, you traveled down to Australia to attend Mr. Depp, is that right?
Yes.
And at the time, Mr. Depp was already in Australia, correct?
Correct.
And was Ms. Lloyd with him?
Yes.
And was Ms. Hurd with him?
Yes.
You arrived in Australia, when did you first see Mr. Depp?
I believe it was the day after I arrived.
And where did you see him?
I saw him at his home in Australia.
And how long did you meet with him during that time?
Probably an hour.
When you first met with Mr. Depp in Australia, did you see the home that he was staying in?
Yes.
And was it a standalone house?
Yes.
Was there a fence around the house?
I'm sorry?
Was there a fence around the house?
That I can't recall.
Do you recall whether Mr. Depp's security team was at the property?
Yes, they were.
Where did you see them?
I saw them in and around the house.
Do you recall how many security personnel there were?
2 to 3.
Now, after you arrived in Australia, at some point you were notified that Mr. Depp had been injured, correct?
Yes.
And I believe this was covered earlier in your deposition. You actually received a text message from Mr. Depp, correct?
Yes.
after you received that message, did you go directly to Mr. Depp?
Yes.
And Ms. Lloyd came with you?
Yes.
And I believe you said that Mr. Depp was outside the property in a car at that time, right?
That's correct.
Was Mr. Depp's security team there with him?
Yes.
And you examined Mr. Depp in the car with his security team present?
Yes, I saw him seated in the car when I arrived.
Did Mr. Depp tell you what had happened to his finger at that time?
Yes.
How long did you attend Mr. Depp outside of the house?
Not long, probably a half hour, because I needed to get him to the emergency room.
So immediately after meeting him at the house, you went with him to the emergency room?
Yes, I cleaned his wound to the best that I could with the supplies that we had, and then took him. So it was within a half hour that we left.
Did you return to the house after bringing Mr. Depp to the hospital?
No, I was taken back to my hotel.
After you attended to Mr. Depp and before you went to the hospital with him, did you go inside the house?
No.
You did not go inside the property the day that Mr. Depp contacted you about his injured finger?
No, I did go into the house, as I had stated that after I saw him initially, I went into the home to see the home.
That was before you went to the hospital with him?
Yes, I went in to instruct one of the people with him to look for the tip of the finger, hoping that we would be able to put it back.
Was the tip of the finger found?
It was found.
Who found it?
I believe this man was their chef.
And do you know where he found it or where he told you he found it?
He said he found it in the kitchen area.
When you went into the house, did you see Ms. Hurd?
Yes.
And how did she appear?
She was certainly upset.
Did Ms. Hurd seek any medical attention from you for any injuries at that time?
No.
Did Ms. Hurd seek any medical attention from Ms. Lloyd at that time?
No.
Did you observe any physical injuries to Ms. Hurd when you saw her that March 2nd, 2015?
No.
So Ms. Hurd did not have any observable bruises that you saw?
That's correct.
And did Ms. Hurd appear to have a broken nose? Was Ms. Hurd's face swollen at all when you saw her?
Not that I was aware of, no.
Did Ms. Hurd have any cuts on her arms when you saw her?
Not that I can recall.
Did you recall seeing any cuts on her feet or any other part of her body?
I can't recall.
If Ms. Hurd had appeared to have been injured, is this something that you would have documented?
Yes.
Did you observe any broken glass in the house?
Yes.
Could you tell what the glass was from?
No.
Was there blood around the broken glass?
There was blood around the home, as I had previously mentioned, but I didn't specifically see blood on glass.
Where did you see the broken glass?
In the kitchen area.
And that's where the finger, the part of the finger was found as well?
Yes.
Alex, could you please bring up what I believe was marked as Kipper Exhibit 17? Dr. Kipper, you recognize this document from earlier in the deposition?
Yes.
It's a letter dated March 15th, 2015 from you to Mr. Depp, correct?
Correct.
And you did send this letter to Mr. Depp, correct?
Correct.
Alex, could you please pull up what I've marked as document K, and I believe will be Kipper Exhibit 35. Dr. Kipper, do you recognize this document?
Yes.
And what is it?
If you could just, for my verification, can you scroll down to the bottom, please?
Sure. It goes on to, for two pages.
Yes, I'm familiar with this document, yes.
Did you prepare this document?
No.
Is this a document that was prepared by someone who works for you?
This was prepared by Monroe Tinker, who is a nurse practitioner who worked for me at that time.
Is this a record that's ordinarily prepared and maintained in the course of your business?
Yes.
And have you reviewed this document before?
Yes.
When would you have reviewed it?
I reviewed it immediately after the visit, probably the next day. And I also reviewed this a couple weeks ago.
And I'd just like to direct your attention to the last page. Is this your signature here?
Yes.
And when would you have signed this?
That was confirming that I reviewed Mr. Tinker's notes.
Going back to the top, this is a patient record for Ms. Hurd, correct?
Yes.
And this, where it says date December 17th, 2015, is that the date of this, that's the date of this document?
Yes.
And the document states a phone call consultation headache, correct?
Yes.
So does that mean that on December 17th, 2015, Ms. Hurd called the offices to report a headache?
Yes.
And right below this, there's a paragraph that starts out with HPI. What does that stand for?
History of Present Illness.
And is the information in this paragraph what Ms. Hurd reported during her phone consultation?
That's what's written. I was not there, but that's what's written.
Dave, today the patient reports a headache after she bumped her head while standing up 2 days ago, correct?
Yes.
And a couple sentences below that, it says last seen in the office on 12/23/2015. Is that an error, or did she come back in later?
No, I think that's got to be an error.
So based on this document, it's your understanding that Ms. Hurd called the office on December 17th?
Yes.
Going down to the bottom here, it says objective data physical exam. Do you see that?
Yes.
Does that mean that Ms. Hurd came into the offices for a physical examination?
That's what it signifies, yes.
And would that have also been on December 17th, 2015?
Yes. This note reflects that visit. Everything in this note reflects that visit.
And so Monroe would have also performed that physical examination?
Monroe did perform that physical examination. I did not see Ms. Hurd. Monroe saw Ms. Hurd.
And the information below this heading of physical exam, which goes on to the next page, are these the findings from Ms. Hurd's physical exam on December 17th?
Correct.
And if Ms. Hurd had any physical injuries, would those have been noted in this portion of the document?
Yes.
And there are some medical terms in here, but so if you could let me know, does any of this indicate that there were physical injuries that were documented?
No.
Does this document indicate that a concussion check was performed?
Yes.
And what were the results of that?
Under the assessment and plan as written, Mr. Tinker did not indicate concussion under his assessment.
Under assessment and plan, item 4 says that Dr. Kipper is aware of the medical plan and is in agreement. That's consistent with your recollection?
Yes.
And I believe you testified you didn't see Ms. Hurd on December 17th, correct?
That's correct.
How were you informed of the medical plan?
I spoke to Mr. Tinker by telephone.
And would that conversation have happened on the 17th as well?
Yes.
Alex, could you please pull up document L? I believe this is what will be marked as HIPAA Exhibit 36. Dr. Kipper, do you recognize this document?
Yes, I recognize it upon looking at it, yes.
What do you recognize this document as?
As an email from Ms. Hurd to me requesting medical records for that month of December.
December 2015?
Yes.
And you recall receiving this email?
I don't recall receiving it, but I'm sure I did, and I'm sure I reviewed it. Yes.
And you see that the email is dated August 8th, 2016, correct?
Yes.
And you have no reason to doubt that you received the email on or around that date?
Right.
On August 8th, 2016, was Ms. Hurd still your patient?
I believe so, but I can't be sure.
Now, I'm going to read from this email here. Ms. Hurd writes to you, as per our conversation earlier, is it possible to get my medical records from the month of December, please? I know I saw Monroe during one of my office visits, if it makes it easier for you to find. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was great talking to you earlier. Ms. Hurd references speaking to you earlier in this email, correct?
Yes.
Do you recall having spoken to Ms. Hurd before receiving this email?
I can't remember.
You don't remember anything about a conversation that you might have had with Ms. Hurd prior to receiving this email?
No. I can't recall that.
And I believe you already stated this, but you understand Ms. Hurd to be requesting medical records from December 2015, correct?
Correct.
And Ms. Hurd mentions Monroe in this email as well, correct?
Correct.
And Monroe is the nurse practitioner that Ms. Hurd saw on December 17th, 2015, right?
Yes.
Did you provide Ms. Hurd with her medical records for December 2015?
I believe so.
And do you recall what those records consisted of?
The one we just reviewed.
Was that the only one for December 2015?
Again, I would have to research her chart for that information, but I know at least it was that note.
Did Ms. Hurd ever ask you for any other medical records?
No.
In the over 6 years that you've known Mr. Depp, have you ever witnessed him be physically abusive to any person?
Never.
And you've never witnessed him be physically abusive to Ms. Hurd, correct?
Correct.
You've also known Ms. Hurd for over 6 years at this point, correct?
Yes, although I have not seen Ms. Hurd for at least a couple years, perhaps 3 years.
In the 6 years that you treated Mr. Depp, has Mr. Depp ever complained to you that Ms. Hurd has physically abused him?
No, not that I can recall.
Have you ever witnessed Ms. Hurd be physically abusive to Mr. Depp?
No.
Has anyone who works for you or reports to you ever reported to you that they witnessed Ms. Hurd be physically abusive to Mr. Depp?
No, not that I can recall.
You testified earlier from questions from Ms. Myers that the tip of Mr. Depp's finger was found in the kitchen, found on the floor of the kitchen in the home in Australia, correct?
Right.
And do you know where the kitchen was? Was it on what floor the kitchen was?
There was a downstairs below the kitchen area. I think those, I'm not really sure. I think those were bedrooms, but I'm not positive. So this would be on the main floor. The kitchen was on the main floor as you went into the home.
And that's where the tip of the finger was found in the kitchen on the main floor?
Yes.
No, there was a text message where you got a text message from Mr. Depp.
Yes.
And he said he cut his finger, correct?
I think that's what it said, yes.
Okay. And the reference from the emergency room said that Mr. Depp had sliced his finger with a knife, correct?
Yes, that's what he told, because I was present for that. That's what he told the emergency room doctor.
Okay. So Mr. Depp told the emergency room doctor that he had cut his finger with a knife, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't put that in any of your notes, that a bottle was thrown at Mr. Depp, correct?
Correct.
Did Mr. Depp have any cuts anywhere else on his face or anywhere else that would have come from glass? Now, if Ms. Heard told Ms. Borum that Mr. Depp had hit her in the face several times and sent her pictures of bruises, would you expect Ms. Borum to report that in her notes?
I would have expected Ms. Borum to send me those pictures.
Okay. So you would have expected to see those pictures from Ms. Borum, is that correct?
Yes.
And you would have expected, and you would have wanted Ms. Borum to, if she had been seen a text that said, I was hit in the face by Ms. Heard and then received pictures of bruises, that Ms. Borum would report that to you, correct?
Yes.
Is that an instruction that you gave to your nurses to report to you any abuse that they saw or were reported to them?
Yes, if they saw that as valid, Ms. Heard, for example, if somebody hurt Ms. Heard while she was under the care, direct care of Ms. Borum, and Ms. Borum documented that Ms. Heard had been injured, she certainly would have reported that to me.
That's what your expectation would be, that she can report.
Yeah. Dr. Kipper, did you keep any notes of your treatment of Mr. Depp while he was in Australia?
Other than the summary notes, no.
And was Ms. Lloyd with you when Mr. Depp told you what had happened to his finger before you brought him to the hospital?
I believe yes. I'm not positive, but I believe yes, because she was helping me at the car to try to clean out that finger, which is when he explained what happened.
So you believe that Miss Lloyd would have heard Mr. Depp's explanation?
I believe so.
All right, that completes the deposition. And the next witness is also by deposition, is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor, Debbie Lloyd.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and take our morning break. It's a little early, but since the next witness is also by deposition, why don't we take our 15-minute break now so you can stretch for a little bit, and we'll come back in about 15 minutes, okay? So you can go ahead. Do not talk to anybody. Don't do any outside research, right? Okay, thank you. 15 minutes. I'm told this clock is right today, so we'll come back at 11:25, okay? All right, thank you.